Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If today's podcast could be read as a printout, it would read like a Tom Clancy article. And at the end, you'd be saying, who the hell are these people who are running our country? I mean, you'd be saying that even more than you already are. The chief question everybody should be asking is, who the hell is Hunter Biden? As far as the public knows, he's a misguided crackhead who flies around the world collecting checks for his dad, the guy who told Jimmy Kimmel some mornings he's so stoned out of his mind he can't put on his pants. That's one version of the story. Another version of the story is of a high-end operator who glides seamlessly between the highest echelons of the largest intel agencies on Earth. A guy who's the first call they make when Chinese spies tangle with our intelligence agencies and get caught up in an FBI sting. He's at the top of the FBI's Rolodex. The Pentagon uses him as an international bioweapons trafficker, with the Pentagon even creating secret emails under Joe's aliases so Hunter and Joe can go back and forth. Even Goldman Sachs is involved. Let's start with what we've just learned. Then we'll walk back through the facts. It'll blow your mind. If Hunter Biden is such a harmless crackhead, the kind of idiot who leaves a bag of cocaine behind in the White House, why is he the first call that the spy chief of China makes when he's arrested in the United States of America in 2017 for violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act? Why would you call Hunter? But Patrick Ho, a high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official, the alleged head of their intel operations, the guy Hunter Biden refers to on his laptop in emails as the effing spy chief of China, when he's arrested in 2017 by the FBI, his first phone call is to Hunter Biden. That's according to a memo by the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project, which has scraped the depths of the Hunter Biden laptop. According to the memo, significant evidence has emerged identifying irregularities, shall we say, with the DOJ investigation and the prosecution. Bottom line, as soon as the FBI arrested Ho, they practically made Hunter a part of the legal team. He just starts calling up, talking to FBI agents. Heritage documents contacts between Hunter Biden and the FBI agents related to Ho's arrest. Who has that kind of access, that kind of power? Joe wasn't even in office then. Well, Patrick Ho, the effing spy chief of China, would eventually be convicted in federal court anyway. Of what? Bribing officials, both here in America and around the world, specifically of violating the Foreign Corruption Practices Act. And incredibly, one of the exhibits shown in court to the jurors shows emails back and forth where this bribery is going on. But the names of the politicians in America involved are blacked out. We now know them because another copy of that email exists on the Hunter Biden laptop. It was Hunter. Wait. So the effing spy chief of China was convicted for bribing Hunter and they hid the Biden's name from the jury? Heritage Foundation knows this, by the way, since the blacked out email is still part of the federal case and the unblacked out version on the Hunter Biden laptop is on the Hunter Biden laptop. So if Hunter and ultimately Joe took the bribes that Ho was convicted for giving, shouldn't they have been on trial? But Not only were they not on trial, no, the FBI allowed Hunter to ride along in the investigation. And even though Hunter was not only a witness in the case, but a co-conspirator with Ho, Hunter was allowed, with no FBI objection and no Department of Justice objection, Hunter was allowed attorney-client privilege as part of Ho's legal representation. Again, despite being a witness, a co-conspirator in the case. So when the effing spy chief of China gets arrested, he calls Hunter. When the FBI is dealing with their crimes, they call Hunter. I'll ask again, who the hell is this guy? Here, it gets even weirder. The Heritage memo cites evidence that Ho, the spy chief, was under FISA surveillance during the period he was in regular communication with CEFC and the Biden family. That would mean the FBI and the DOJ had knowledge of their illegal business arrangements in at least 2017, probably 2016. Joe wouldn't file to run for office for president till the end of 2019. At that time, remember, the FBI and the Department of Justice already had the Hunter Biden laptop for 7 months. Again, Joe isn't being protected by them. Neither is Hunter, because Joe's the president. Why? Because they had that laptop for 7 months before Joe ever filed to run. And through the end of 2019, his poll numbers were such a disaster. Indicting him and Hunter wouldn't have had one iota of effect on the Democrat Party. He was persona non grata. No, they were all protecting Joe and Hunter for some other reason. Now, let me just stack some facts side by side that'll blow your mind. Just from recent weeks, what do we learn? Joe Biden used an official Barack Obama administration White House address under a pseudonym to communicate with Hunter. Yeah, that was one of his email accounts. The other one was set up in a pseudonym for Joe by the Pentagon so he could communicate with Hunter. Why might Joe, Hunter, and I don't know, top officials at the Pentagon have needed to communicate? Because of Metabiota and Black and Veatch. If you want to read one article that'll scramble your mind, I'll put the link in the podcast description today. Read this one in the UK Daily Mail. We've talked about it before. Hunter Biden did help secure millions in funding for U.S. contractor in Ukraine, specializing in deadly pathogen research. Laptop emails reveal. Okay, so what happened here? Hunter and John Kerry's stepson, John Kerry, the Secretary of State for Barack Obama, form Rosemont Seneca and a bunch of sub-companies. The first sub-company they ever give funding to is a company called Metabiota, the only company, American company, allowed to do research in the Wuhan lab. As soon as Hunter's name is associated with Metabiota, which is associated with the creation of COVID in the Wuhan lab, who else starts funding Metabiota? All of a sudden, Goldman Sachs pumps millions of dollars into Metabiota, which ultimately goes on to do research in the Wuhan lab. Oh, and is also associated with the escape of Ebola in Africa. Remember what a big deal the Obama administration made of Ebola, how they tried to scare Americans to death with it, how they made sure to let it into the country? Weird, huh? Oh, it gets weirder. Let's focus on Metabiota again, because Metabiota was a subcontractor to a company called Black and Veatch. That's V-E-A-T-C-H. Company founded and funded by the Pentagon. You know, the same Pentagon that created that email account under a pseudonym for Joe and Hunter? And what exactly was Hunter doing for Metabiota and Black and Veatch in Ukraine? Well, you know that company, Burisma, that the media stubbornly insists is a natural gas company? It was. But they had another sideline business. Bioweapons. Let me read this jaw-dropper to you from the UK Daily Mail. Russia's claim that Hunter Biden helped finance a U.S. military bioweapons research program in Ukraine, a program that the Russians say created and released, because these labs were on the Russian border, dangerous pathogens. They justified their invasion of Ukraine doing it, right? Well, everybody gaffed them off. They're Russians. They're nuts. But then after these Black and Veatch DOD emails show up, the UK Daily admits that Moscow's claim that Hunter Biden helped finance a U.S. military bioweapons research program in Ukraine is at least partially true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
According to new emails obtained by the Daily Mail. Pix, let me stop here and remind you for a moment about Metabiota's previous work. The official international death toll from COVID-19, think Metabiota, Wuhan Lab, is 7 million people. That make Hunter Biden, our government, the Pentagon, and the Obama administration a lot more dangerous than North Korea, who you might have seen a lot on your TV screen this week. In fact, it'd make them the biggest threat to humanity on Earth. The commander of the Russian Nuclear Biological and Chemical Protection Forces claimed it was a scheme of interaction between U.S. government agencies and Ukrainian biological objects and pointed to the financing of such activities by structures close to the current U.S. leadership. Okay, now notice what is happening right now. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue, the chief propagandist and columnist and journalist who speaks, according to even Newt Gingrich on Fox News, who speaks for the deep state, David Ignatius of The Washington Post, suddenly declares alarm. Joe's got to go. He shouldn't run. He's like unelectable or something. Folks, his numbers have been in a gutter since the Afghanistan debacle. Nobody cared. This is a guy who got, allegedly, 81 million votes while babbling from a basement. They can run him and win. We all know how. Yet panic has suddenly ensued. Again, let me remind you of the scale of Hunter Biden's crimes. The Biden family has had no less than 200 SAR reports, suspicious activity reports, which normally come in on major international drug cartels and terrorism organizations. Banks have to file them, and they have government-dictated algorithms that search for them. You got to be a big deal in crime to even generate one of these. The Biden family has more than 200, and they're in close cahoots with the Pentagon. Remember those words from the UK Daily Mail. It goes to current U.S. leadership. They're talking about Barack Obama. Folks, it sure looks like a better question than how many millions did the Biden family take? We've got bank records proving 20 million. How many millions did they kill? And you'll have the answer to the conundrum that is this. The Democrats clearly want Joe gone. He's incredibly unpopular. They could just let the Republicans do that for them with all the bribery stuff. Yet they're running around insisting there's no evidence. Why? Because it goes straight back to the Democrat leadership. That's why. And to the Wuhan lab and to a corruption so profound, it's almost unfathomable in our government agencies. A corruption that makes any threat from places like North Korea look small time. Want to know what really caused the panic? Ignatius's column came out less than 24 hours after this interview with Congresswoman Nancy Mace, where she flat out tells CNN, no, we're not planning to impeach Biden. We're just going to follow the bank accounts, see where they go. Impeachment would give the Republicans the power not just to get the bank records, but to get the emails out of the Pentagon. The emails in which Obama's chief of staff copied the supposedly harmless crackhead. Mace says they're not impeaching Joe Biden to impeach him. They're impeaching him to get the bank records for the shocking crimes they've already seen in the SAR reports at the Treasury.
The inquiry would give us another tool in the toolbox specifically to look at Joe Biden's bank record. The bank records hold all of the evidence. And if the American people, Caitlin, if you could see the suspicious activity reports that I have seen on the Biden family, you would too would probably support an impeachment inquiry.
Again, what is in those suspicious activity reports? Over 200 of them collected by U.S. banks like Bank of America on the Biden family. Tell us, Representative Mace.
Where the bribery allegations stand, where the money laundering stands, showing through vis-a-vis the bank records, that is a way to do that. If you could see what I have seen, then we can't share the SARS reports because they're confidential and that would be against the law. So we have to prove it via other means, via the bank records, for example. If that gets us Joe Biden's bank records, then I'm going to support it because everyone should know what actually happened, what kind of businesses were involved, how Joe Biden was involved, the kind of money that was involved in these schemes is astounding. You would be shocked. You would blush, Caitlin, if you knew, if you'd seen what I had seen.
Now do you understand why all of a sudden Joe's got to go? Because remember what came out last week. Now indicted business partner of Hunter Biden's Devin Archer meeting with Obama's Secretary of State, John Kerry. John Kerry's stepson tangled up in Rosemont Seneca. Folks, what makes me very nervous about this is that this conspiracy spans Chinese intelligence, American intelligence, the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI. If these people ever felt panicked, if they felt cornered, and clearly they do, that's why Ignatius came out to blow the whistle. What might they do if their backs were backed against a wall? What might they release? Would it be the other alternative COVID viruses with the 15% kill rate? The one with the 70% kill rate? After all, former Obama CDC director Robert Redfield keeps warning us there's a much bigger pandemic coming. He even tells us it'll be a bird flu, but he never says how he knows. Damn it, I wish someone would ask him. In the meantime, I've got a stockpile of ivermectin at home and zinc, and I'm waiting just in case, because I got a pretty good idea of what these people are capable of and what the Republicans' investigation might trigger if they're at all successful. Want to thank the folks at My PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast, for the 29 pounds I've lost, for how healthy that I feel, for really changing my life. When you've done the PhD Weight Loss plan, had it work in 6 months to take off 30 pounds, and then been in maintenance and kept it off for 8 months, yep. Just want to go tell everybody you know how they can fix their lives too. Especially if you can clearly see they're stuck like you were. For years, I carried around this baby weight. I think, wow, if only I'd bumped into PhD weight loss back then, what a difference it would have made. All those years, I could have looked and felt great. My daughter is 15 now. I carried that weight for all those years. You don't have to. You can get it off now, just like I did. Women will start losing a few pounds a week, men about 5. And you can do it all from the comfort of your home, over Zoom, or go in and meet with a coach. Either way, there's somebody doing it in all 50 states with myphdweightloss.com at-home program. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.